Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Namo Nati Ravana Chari Yamunati Ravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय गौरनिता 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 जय गौरनिता जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय विश्वपाद परमहंस परमेश्वराचार्य शोधशत श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परमेश्वराचार्य शोधशत श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद के नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर के प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद के श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय श्री वृंदावन मथुर धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय कलिग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय नेताई गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटी All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो चयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी हरि रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 Chapter 19, The Perfection of Spiritual Knowledge, text number 20 to 24. We'll read the first verse. Shaddhamrita Kathayam. Shaddhamrita Kathayam me. शश्वन मत अनुकीर्तनम् शश्वन मत अनुकीर्तनम् परिनिष्ठा च पूजायाम् परिनिष्ठा च पूजायाम् स्तुतिभिः स्तवनम् मम स्तुतिभिः स्तवनम् मम श्रद्धामृतकथायां मे शश्वद्मत् अनुकीर्तनम् परिनिष्ठा च पूजायाम् स्तुतिभिस्तवनं मम श्रद्धामृतकथायां मे शश्वन्मदनुकीर्तनम् परिनिष्ठा च पूजायां स्तुतिभिस्तवनं मम There are more verses. I'll just read quickly. Adara Paricharyayam Sarvangair Abhivandanam Madhbhakta Puja Abhyadika Sarvabhuteshu Manmati Madarteshvashat Angachishta Chavas Vachasa Madhune Haranam Mayarpanam Chamanasa Sarvakama Vivarjanam मदर्थे अर्थे परित्यागयो भोगस्य च सुखस्य च इष्टं दत्तं हुतं जप्तं मदर्थं यत् व्रतं तप एवं धर्मैर्मनुष्याणा उद्धवात् अनिवेदना मयि संजायते भक्ति कोऽन्योऽन्यर्थोऽस्यावशिष्यते. वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग. श्रद्धा फेथ Amruta in the nectar, Kathayam of narrations, me about me, Shashwat always, Mat of me, Anukirtanam chanting the glories, Parinishta fix in attachment. Cha also Pujayam in worshipping me, Stutibhi with beautiful hymns, Stavanam formal prayers, Mama in relation to me. There are many, many verses in translation, so I'll just read the translation in purport. Translation: form faith in the blissful narrations of my pastimes. constant chanting of my glories, unwavering attachment to ceremonial worship of me, praising me through beautiful hymns, great respect for my devotional service, offering obeisances with the entire body, performing first-class worship of my devotees, consciousness of me in all living entities, offering of ordinary bodily activities in my devotional service, use of words to describe my qualities, offering the mind to me, rejection of all material desires, giving up wealth for my devotional service, renouncing material sense gratification and happiness, and performing all desirable activities such as charity, sacrifice, chanting, vows, and austerities with the purpose of achieving me. These constitute actual religious principles by which those human beings who have actually surrendered themselves to me automatically develop love for me. What other purpose or goal could remain for my devotee? Purport. The words Mad Bhakta Puja Abhyadika are significant in this verse. Abhyadika me indicates superior quality. The Lord is extremely satisfied with those who offer worship to His pure devotees, and He rewards them accordingly. Because of the Lord's generous appraisal of His pure devotees, worship of the pure devotees is described as superior to the worship of the Supreme Lord Himself. The words Madartheshu Angacheshta state that ordinary bodily activities such as brushing the teeth, taking bath, eating, etc. should also be offered to the Supreme Lord as devotional service. The words Vachasa Madgune Ranam indicate that whether one speaks in ordinary crude language or with learned poetic eloquence, one should describe the glories of the personality of Godhead. The words Mad Arthe Artha Parityaga indicate that one should spend one's money for festivals glorifying the personality of Godhead, such as Rathayatra, Janmashtami, and Gaur Purnima. Also, one is herein instructed to spend money to assist the mission of one's spiritual master and other Vaishnavas. Wealth that cannot be used properly in the Lord's service and is thus an impediment to one's clear consciousness should be given up entirely. The word bhogasya refers to sense gratification headed by sex enjoyment, and sukhasya refers to sentimental material happiness such as excessive family attachment. The words dattam hutam indicate that one should offer to Brahmanas and Vaishnavas first-class foods cooked in ghee. One should offer the vibration swaha to Lord Vishnu in an authorized sacrificial fire along with grains and ghee. The word japtam indicates that one should constantly chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobeshtam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं नमो ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। So hopefully this is the last week of conducting Bhagavatam class in this Bhaktivedanta hall, and we don't have to hear the tuk tuk behind. Everyone has to tolerate temporary inconvenience for the permanent convenience. So hope everyone is able to hear audible. Is it audible to everyone? So in these verses, Lord Krishna is explaining about Bhakti Yoga. Almost 15 points. Anybody wants to create any acronym, they have a great scope here. But I didn't do that because each activity may take one full class. So I didn't try also that. But we can see that here the curiosity of Uddhava is coming to a different level. And Krishna is also taking him to that higher levels of Krishna consciousness. Uddhava was very eager to understand Krishna. He wanted to follow Krishna. He did not want to remain in this material world, because he knew that Krishna is now leaving and I will not get his association. It's a great painful situation for a devotee, when especially when he's especially attached. So Lord Krishna is giving these instructions. He's investing so much of time and deeper levels of realizations so that he remains fixed. Of course, Uddhava was always fixed, but his attachment to that devotional service, pure devotional service, remains strong even at his late age. Uddhava must have been quite old at this time. And as we may know that how Uddhava was attached to Lord Krishna since his childhood. Since his childhood he was attached to Lord Krishna, and he forgot even sometime it is explained that he forgot to even take breakfast. And his mother had to call in, please come, there is time for breakfast. But he was so much absorbed in playing, serving the Lord, that he forgot everything. Because when one is attached to the Lord and his transcendental loving service, one is not on the material bodily platform. This Krishna conscious activity, the process of Krishna consciousness, what Srila Prabhupada has given, has a tremendous power to take us to the higher levels of Krishna consciousness. When one is really attached, then one will really forget eating and sleeping. But we are not having that kind of attachment. We are waiting. So, here it is a glimpse of what is the higher attachment, what we should be aspiring for. What is that in the process of Krishna consciousness, this devotional service can actually help us. And one has to devote significant quality time to understand this process. It is not just theoretical bookish knowledge that one should chant, one should follow this, one should do that, and in a regular schedule measurement we do all the activities. But those practices should help us to go more deeper. We should think that it is a opportunity to go more deeper in our consciousness. Human form of life is given to go more deeper, to understand who we are, who is the Supreme Lord, what is the process by which we remain fixed on that consciousness, on that level. Bhakta, Bhagwan and Bhakti, these three principles are always eternal. Bhakta, the living entity, is eternal. Bhagwan, the Supreme Lord, is eternal. And Bhakti, the process by which one remains attached to the Supreme Lord, is also eternal. It cannot be taken away. In the material consciousness, one forgets that we have some higher level of duty. And when we practice that in the proper consciousness, we can actually understand what is Krishna consciousness, what is a higher level. And therefore, this process has been explained. And the various aspects of this process, the Krishna consciousness, they have been explained here. Glorifying the Supreme Personality's activities, pastimes of the Lord. Form faith in blissful narrations of my pastimes. So sometimes people may say, what you are doing here, just sitting and playing kartals or mrudangas and just talking about God, what is the use? There are so many problems in the society. Right? What you are doing for the society? But Srila Prabhupada also, he explained, he went into the root cause of all the problems. The root cause of all the problems in the society is, what is the problem? What is the problem in the society? Why is it? Yes? Lack of Krishna consciousness. Anything else? Ignorance. And in relationship with Krishna. Anyone else? Yes? Sorry? Forgetfulness of Lord, right? Lording over material energy. And anything else? Fear of failure. Yes, that is also to some extent. Yes. So there are, we can see, yes. Forgetting the constitutional position of Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishnera Nitya Das. Yes, we forget that we are the servants, eternal servants of the Lord. Right? And we start to lord over. Then we devise, when we have bodily concept, when we are fear of failure, we are going to fail in this material world. So these are all valid points. Srila Prabhupada also, when he was trying to give this message of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the very introduction he explains that material civilization has made lot of progress in terms of material advancement, right? We have a lot of gadgets at the fingertips, everything is available. We can reach out to person who is in another continent, far, far away, other part of the world. But what happens to ourselves? We are still disconnected, right? Even sitting at one place, we may be disconnected. Sometimes we want to be connected, always. So we have something in our hand. We think that we are connected. But that is not the actual connection. When we forget the Supreme Lord, we are disconnected. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains that there is a pinprick in the society, right? There is a pinprick in the society. Society is not a very peaceful society in today's world. Just at the least expected moment, just little bit, some friction, and there are large scale quarrels. There are wars. Always there are fear of wars. So, therefore, the solution of all these problems is to go more deeper. To go more deeper within our consciousness. To understand ourself. Who we are. We have to understand that. We are eternal. We are spirit soul. Spirit soul does not die. Spirit soul is eternal. So this is the confidential knowledge Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita. Just to know that we are the eternal spirit soul, that itself is a big relief for many. Because people, because of the bodily conception of life, they are having so much of fear. I'm going to get old. I'm going to get disease. I'm going to die. These are all bodily diseases, right? The body is going to change, it is going to perish at some time. But what is a soul? A soul remains eternal, and one has to give a lot of time to understand this science. Because when one develops that firm faith that yes, this is the right process, I have come to the right place. It is not some sentiment here. It is a science. It is a science of Krishna consciousness, which is helping me to go higher level. And especially when we are chanting the holy names, when we are hearing the kathas of Lord, when we are absorbed more, we are not materially affected. We are not on the material platform. We should have that complete faith that this process takes us to the higher levels of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, one has to go more deeper. And it is not just understanding oneself. That is one part. But to understand that there is a Supreme Lord. And I am connected with the Supreme Lord. And when I glorify that Supreme Lord, I chant His holy names. That is the greatest welfare activity one is doing. That is the solution for all the problems in the society. We may not immediately realize how this is possible. But the vibrations which are created by the chanting, by chanting the glories of the Lord, those vibrations have power to purify the entire universe. Srila Prabhupada explains in one part of Bhagavatam that this chanting and glorifying the Supreme Lord has a tremendous power to purify the entire universe. And especially the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is very, very powerful. Because in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the glories of the Supreme Lord have been given. Right? What is the creation? What is the secondary creation? How this material world has manifested? Universes have manifested? There is an answer for that. It is not just suddenly it has appeared and everything is placed in order and everything is moving properly for millions of years. Can somebody believe like that? Some explosion happens and everything comes in proper order. Is it possible our scientists can say anything? No, it is not possible. If there is explosion, then there is a destruction on the material platform. We can see that there is not a proper order. So this, how this universe has been created, how the planetary systems have been created, there is a great science. And that is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Just to understand the cosmology of this material world, that itself is a big mystery for the great scientists. How things are moving, who is moving, sun is moving or the earth is moving? That's a basic fundamental question they have. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that everything is very clear. What are the planetary systems and how they are being placed, and it is very scientifically explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. And it goes much deeper. It explains that there is a supreme cause of all causes. And He is beyond this material universe. Although He may come in this universe, but still He is far above in His eternal abode. And that abode is never destroyed. That spiritual abode is never destroyed. Adgatvana nirutante taddham paramam mama. When we go there, we don't have to come back again in this material world. Right? That is the aspiration every living entity should have. And especially in the Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada has created that opportunity to understand this science and to perfect one's life. to perfect one's life, that opportunity is given. At least we have that understanding that our destination is there. We are not supposed to go to the higher planets for some time and again come down and go to some lower planets and come again here, go to different species and come again. That's not the purpose of human form of life. One has to make a permanent solution to go beyond all this. And here the Supreme Lord is giving the process, direct process, how we can go beyond everything. One has to rise above all these temporary material problems. Then one can understand, yes, there is some higher level. It is not something easily achievable. But the Lord has made it so easy. Because in Kali Yuga, Supreme Lord knows that Kali Yuga is a very difficult age. It is an ocean of faults. Kale dosha nide rajan asti eka mahan guna. There is only one good quality in Kali Yuga. You compare anything, only one good quality, chanting the glories of the name, holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Chanting the holy name, glorifying the Supreme Lord. This is the only process in Kali Yuga. Because in Kali Yuga we don't have so much of strength to perform tapasya. Right? We may sit for some time, but still during japa we are going in different world. Temporary world. Not spiritual world. Somebody can go to spiritual world also by just by chanting. Just by chanting one can reach to that platform. So that is a power. Just when one is absorbing hearing, one can actually rise above the higher levels. And therefore one has to take this process more seriously. Sometimes we may just chant and just finish the chanting. But that's not, we may not get that benefit. One has to think that this is the only time now. And I should chant more intensely. It should not become a ritual. Otherwise it becomes just a ritual. And just we are just counting, counter, counting the counter. So one has to see that one gets the maximum benefit of chanting. And who gives that message? Who has come to give the importance of the chanting? Lord Himself has come. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Himself came and gave the chanting. He was continuously chanting, giving everyone love of Godhead. He didn't want to see anybody suffering in this material world. Therefore, he went to every place, town and village, and he was helping everyone to chant holy names. He's the most merciful incarnation who comes once in a day of Brahma. Okay. One day of Brahma is how many years? How many cycles? 1,000 cycles. One cycle is how many yugas? 4 yugas. Kali Yuga is how many years? 432,000 years. द्वापर युग का 864,000, त्रेता युग 12,96,000 years, एंड सत्ययुग 17 lakhs. So many years and just one cycle, it is just one cycle. And such thousand cycles taken together make 12 hours of Brahma, not 24 hours, 12 hours. And in such 1,000 cycles, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes only once, and that was this Kali Yuga. Can we imagine? And Srila Prabhupada explains that Lord Chaitanya came just 500 years before, so close to us, just few years before he had come. We missed him, but he has given the process. If we remain attached to the process he has given, then we can perfect the life, we can achieve the highest perfection. And even after he went, after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, what happened to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya? There were so many upper sampradayas, they were thriving, and the real teachings of Lord Chaitanya were getting obscured. People didn't know what is real bhakti, what is pure devotional service, what is the right path, whom to follow, because everyone is doing their prachar and they are doing spreading in their own ways. So many concoctions, so many deviations. So normal person was not able to understand what is the right process, whom to follow. And when such situation arises, Lord again sends his bona fide devotees, empowered devotees. And when we hear from them, when we understand their lives, then these teachings become very clear. So therefore in this verse, Lord is emphasizing on one line. Mad bhakta puja abhyadika. Worship of my devotees is more superior than worshipping me. This is Lord Krishna himself is saying to Uddhava. Worship my devotee, my pure devotees. Who are, what they are doing? They are satatam kirtayantoma yatantascha drudavrata. They are always chanting the glories of the name, so Supreme Lord. Drudavrata, they are fixed in their determination. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasa. They are always offering, bowing down before me, offering pranams. They are worshipping the Lord, they are chanting his glories. With great determination, even there may be so many obstacles, impediments, but they don't give up glorifying the Supreme Lord. These are the Mahatmas, real great souls. Srila Prabhupada explains there that the glorification of the Lord is by chanting his holy name, to speak about the Supreme Lord, to speak about his qualities, to speak about his uncommon pastimes with great relish. one who glorifies the Supreme Lord with great absorption, with great attention, such person is a Mahatma. He is a great soul. And he can be from any order. He can be brahmachari, he can be grihastha, he can be vanaprastha, sannyasi. It is the quality, it is the activity that makes one Mahatma. So therefore this process of Krishna consciousness works on a different level. And therefore one has to understand this process more deeply. And especially when the Supreme Lord has sent his bona fide devotees, and we can see in the recent time after Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur came after Lord Chaitanya almost like 3 centuries almost. Three and a half centuries he came. It's a very big time gap. And he did not find a single copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was searching the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which were very systematically written down by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Those teachings were not available. The life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya were not available. He took lot of pains, he did lot of research, many libraries and various places, and finally found one copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then he translated into Bengali language, and he translated Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, then wrote commentaries on that. And then later on, Srila Prabhupada, we can see that he elaborated, he translated that entire thing in English language. Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in this way, we can see that how these teachings have come to us, these books have come to us. So therefore this has tremendous power. We need to take this process more seriously. And here Mad Bhakta Puja Bhadika. So worshipping the Bhagavat. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Srila Prabhupada explains that when Bhagavat has two meanings. Book Bhagavat and person Bhagavat. Book Bhagavat means reading Bhagavat every day. Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. When we hear Bhagavatam every day, then it has a power to transform our heart. Even little we can grasp it from the Bhagavatam, and we meditate on that, we practice that, it will start transforming our heart. Otherwise we may hear and then we may forget. Our heart will not get transformed. But hearing process means we absorb more, put in our lives. It should become our daily practice. Then it has a power to transform our lives. Otherwise we may think that, oh, nothing is happening. Why am I hearing Bhagavatam? Why am I wasting my time? Maybe I should do something. Those thoughts may come. Mind will try to pull us in different direction. But we should know that this is a quality time we have to give every day to understand, to go more deeper. Even the speaker may not be very eloquent speaker. We may not get that rasa, what we are looking for. Sometimes it may be very dry philosophy and discussions. But we should know that it will also help us. We should. That will make us faith more stronger. Siddhanta bolye chitte na karalas. Ihaete Krishna lage sudrudamanas. So in this way, when we saw the person Bhagavat, we will start getting the realizations. Because the person Bhagavat is a living person who will actually guide us, who will give us some instructions for our personal lives. And sometimes we may not understand that why these instructions have been given. But we should know that this is a instruction of my Guru. I am a fool number one. My Guru has told me to read Bhagavatam every day, hear Bhagavatam, study Bhagavad Gita, chant holy names, worship the deities. This entire program, morning program, our daily lives have been designed so very systematically. Srila Prabhupada has given that program so that we remain fixed, our foundation becomes stronger. And celebrating the festivals. So many festivals we have been given to celebrate. Janmashtami, it's coming now. Within 2 months it will come. Rathyatra, Jagannath Rathyatra. Gaur Purnima festival. So many activities of the Lord we can glorify. It is not just like a fundraising event. That is a byproduct we should consider. Festival should not be taken as a fundraising event. ISKCON, sometimes things get quite distracted. Maybe we can edit this. But the main purpose of a festival is to raise our consciousness. Utsav. Srila Jayapataka Maharaj explains the meaning of Utsav. Means to raise our consciousness together. Our consciousness should go to the higher level. Usually we just are attached to our few members, few immediate friends. We don't see beyond. We share within a small group. But this is a time to extend ourselves, to see who has come new, who doesn't know. Extend little extra effort to reach out to more and more people. Give the mercy of the Lord to help. Give prasadam. So in this way our consciousness should extend more. Otherwise we can become a very close-minded, even small group only I get and I share with my small group and I'm happy. But that should not be the purpose. So that is important, how we raise our consciousness. Showing the compassion to the other living entities. Name Ruchi, Jivedaya and Vaishnava Seva. These are the essential principles of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So festivals are there to practice those principles. Then we, our consciousness will get really uplifted. We will get the benefit of this process. Otherwise we may become too much anxiety. When this will be over, like that. So therefore, these are the processes which Lord has given. And when we practice these processes, we will feel that this process is really powerful. And it has a power to transform our lives. And when we chant and purify our consciousness, the Supreme Lord gives more and more mercy, that is to extend our more, reach out to more and more people and be in the instruments in the hands of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any question, comments? Antara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki Hare Krishna.